Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You're live. Who else? Miss B, BWD Radio. You can call us in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop rapper LB Sound. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials. Don't do them. Just the hottest indie music artists of today. BWD Radio, as well as myself, is all about diversity, unity, and who else? Indie artists of today. We consider to play all genres of music worldwide. All right. I'm going to go ahead and guest on in. LV.
Yep. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. It's good to be chopping it up with you finally. You're a busy man.
Yeah, I'll be working hard. Everything.
That's what's up. That's right. That's what's up. All right. Well, I have your latest single, Think About You, and we'll go ahead. I have it on deck. I'll jam it out before you leave out on us. So let's go ahead. I'm going to jump right on in. Tell us, what inspired using LB Sound as your stage name, as well as, you know, let us know where you're originally from and where you're hailing now.
All right. So the name LB Sound, it's there's two stories behind it. All right. There's one story where, my name's Albert. You know, my regular name's Albert. And then when I was in high school, I was in this math class. I don't remember which one, but then it was like a crush of mine came up with the name Albie, and then I was doing music, so it just ties in together. Yeah, and that's how it ties all together.
All right. Now, didn't you have like an AKA before that? What was it? Was it Octane?
Yeah, I changed the name because of legal issues. Not because I was in any trouble because of the name, but right now there's a really popular group around rap group, like a rap duo out right now, named Audio Push, and one of the members has a name Octane. And then a lot of times they would have stuff on the radio. And then my friend's thinking it's me. I was like, nah, that's not me. It don't even sound like me. So I was like, yeah, I changed my name.
All right. So tell us, so where are you originally from and where are you hailing now?
I'm from a little town in California called Rodeo. It's like a small town in East Bay. And I still stay in the East Bay. I just stay in another city, another town.
All right, so you're naturally a California boy then.
Yes, California born and also raised. Yeah.
Wow. I bet you it's beautiful out there. You know, one day, God willing, I will see what California is like. It seems like it's nice, maybe in the north, I guess. Not sure about that. I just know I've seen some pictures with some awesome backgrounds. That's all I know.
Yeah, Northern California is pretty cool. You know, a lot of people, they're always talking about Southern California when they're, like, on the outside. But, you know, Northern California is pretty nice. It's got to know where to go.
Yeah, it sure seems like it, definitely. So tell us, how did your musical journey, how did that begin, and what motivated you for the pursuit of this career?
Well, music's been part of my life for, like, forever, really. You know, I only been like rapping since I was graduated high school. You know, I've been doing a lot of poetry and stuff like that, you know, but around the time I was 13, the first time I wanted to rap, but when I really wanted to take rap seriously, it's like I just graduated high school, and then I then got my first job a year after that. So that was one that time. But what motivated me to pursue it? Well, you know, I have a cousin, an older cousin that, you know, he raps for fun. So, you know, he's sort of like a comedian. So he, you know, does like parody raps and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And my dad used to DJ when I was a kid. So this has been part of my life a long time.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The parody, yeah. When an artist can do stuff like that, that's pretty cool. It's amazing when they can make themselves almost sound exactly like somebody else. it's a trip, actually. So for those who have never heard your music, can you explain your overall sound in 5 words or less?
All right, my sound is basically like current futuristic, but self-motivating. So it's kind of longer than 5 words, but that's pretty much the drift of my music.
All right. I like that. I haven't heard that one before. I like that. So as you were stating about, you know, writing your own poetry and everything, so you're writing your own music, you know, your own lyrics. Where do you draw inspiration from, you know, when you're writing your songs? And also, what's your favorite part in crafting a single?
The best inspiration I get from writing songs is basically like it's experience, like experience something that happened, or, you know, one of my peers experienced something that happened. So it, like, Think About You is basically a prime example of that, being like, you know, everybody could be stuck in the friend zone, not just guys, everybody can, you know. And that's what Think About You is pretty much about. And when I draw inspiration from the songs, that's pretty much it. My favorite part is just because I'm a producer first nowadays, so the beat's pretty much the most important thing to me. Making sure the beat sounds perfect, and then I go record.
All right, cool. That actually covered me, too, because I was going to ask you what the listener can expect on the overall sound for that single. So you kind of hit that right on the head and the nail. That's what's up. So who are some of your musical influences?
I mean, they're gradually changing because now, like, as a producer, music mind frame changes within the times, but, you know, a lot of times my influences come from, like, mainly producers and stuff like that. So, and piano players. So piano players like Alicia Keys, producers like Timbaland, Kanye West sampling techniques, J. Cole's solid production mixed with his rapping. LL Cool J's way with the ladies. It's just different things that, you know, of my music influences, they're all those tie in and, you know, and create I'll Be Sound.
Wow, cool. I actually dig that. That's pretty cool. Wow, I like that. I really like that. So what's your motto or the advice you live by besides staying out of trouble?
Basically, it's just staying focused. You know, whatever you do, everything is just, you know, it's just stay focused. You know, there's too many things that, you know, will distract you from doing things. Like, let's say you're trying to write a song, but then you forget to, like, turn your phone down, and then your phone's just buzzing like crazy or something like that. You know, you don't want to write a song, and then, you know, and then your phone just goes crazy. You, like, when you write a song, just make sure you put your phone on silent for the time being.
Especially if you lose that thought process and you're like, dang, where was I? You were like, snap, you only remember like the first three words. You're like, oh, where was I going with that?
Yeah, and then that's why I try to focus on that, because my mind, you know, goes 100 miles per hour. Like, it's really fast. My mind goes really fast. So moment I forget about something, I forget about it, and then I got to come back to it later, because, you know, I think so fast, and I got a billion things on my mind at one time. And that's why I can't sit down for, like, and write a whole song. I would have to sit down, write a little bit, do something else, go back, write a little bit, and then keep doing that until I got all the lyrics down, and then I edit the lyrics to make sure it sounds right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you have to kind of step away from it, even if it's to take a run around the block, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to clear your mind. Just to clear your mind and also get rid of that energy. Easier said than done, though. Easier said than done. Absolutely. So it's a fun fact time. So what are the five things you can't live without? And, you know, obviously God and family. So what are some things you can't live without?
I can't live without, you know, my books, books, significant other, what else is there? I had to stream more. Oh yeah. My phone is important, because I write my songs in my phone, so yeah, that's important. I lose my phone, I lose, like, all my music that I listen to. I lose, like, a lot of the songs that I wrote, and then I'll lose a lot of stuff, like, you know, context and all that information in there. My music collection was definitely important, so that's in the phone. My composition books of free old lyrics. The reason why I keep holds of those, because those are lyrics that were, like, at the time I wrote them, I thought they were good. But then I look at them, I'm like, they're not that good, but I'd be like, okay, I could fix these. I can make these sound better now that I feel like I got my lyrical ability up to where I want it to be.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so it was like a bunch of old songs that I wrote a long time ago that don't sound right. Oh, yeah, my beat machine. Yeah, my beat machine. I need my beat machine. Like,
yeah, right.
Create nothing. Like, I can't create nothing. With the, so how many was that?
I think that's four now, because the other was included under the phone. You've got one more.
Yeah. All right, I got one more. Oh, yeah, my bed. I need my bed.
Yeah, you need the bed. Yeah, it would be a bummer. It would be a bummer to be on the floor, you know what I mean? That would be a bummer. Oh, dear. So where can we go and get your music and follow your movement? Give us the breakout, contact information, you know, your social media, all that 411.
All right, so you know my Twitter and my social network, and they all tie into the I'll Be Sound Off, which is very interesting because my website is albysoundoff.com. You know, instead of using albysound.com, I said I'll Be Sound Off because I just thought that sounded pretty cool. SoundCloud / I'll Be Sound, albysound.bandcamp.com. I mean, that's all the different spaces you could find me on.
So you're pretty much universal. You were definitely fortunate enough to be able to use the same one across the board. So, absolutely. So everything is pretty much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make it easy for people because you know you have this name. This is let's say this one's called I'll Be Sound Off, and then this one's called I'll Be Sound 25 or something. And then, you know, some people that have, like, short attention spans, they're not going to remember all those different names. So it's cool that, it contained.
Yes, and many of us have that short attention span. Good thinking.
Yeah. Especially in the industry now because, you know, you have, like, on the major scale, you'll have someone that have a momentum going on for a long time, and then all of a sudden, that person's momentum is gone, and then they're on to the next one, and then the same thing happens with that person, then they're on to the next one. You know,
Short attention span. Yes, speaking of that, did you hear about Twitter starting to think about doing the same thing with their DM, doing the same thing with letting tweets be longer than 140 characters?
I mean, I don't think they should do that.
Short attention.
I don't think they should do that.
I mean, they were discussing about whether they would just allow it to be a link or an image. Now, that I would agree with. 140 characters for your text, but don't include the image or the link because that takes away like what, 10 characters right there.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay.
But
there's
for them
one more
to
thing
add,
I have to add to that.
Yeah, add to that.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the add to that is my email. My email, if people want to contact me for like you know. Features or they want me to make them beat or even mix a song or something for them, like they could email me at albysound@gmail.com.
All right, so you can probably do some mastering for them then, right?
I don't do no mastering. I don't do mastering, but I have a guy that I could send them to. Like, I do have someone that would definitely be willing to master their stuff. You know, they'll work out, you know, a good price for them. Something, you know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because that's right. You do the beats. You're actually making the beats. So, yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. So did you get everything out on that question that you wanted to?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just heard that today. That just like came over the radio today, and I was like, what? Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
So anyway, so do you have any live events, music videos, or just any other project happenings coming up the pipeline? You know, what's next for LB Sound?
Oh, yeah, we're working on getting some shows booked. People have been emailing me about different bookings and whatnot. So we're just trying to iron things out, you know, see what sounds reasonable. You know, what are they talking about? Oh, they want us to sell how many tickets? You know, things like that.
Oh yeah.
We got projects coming. Like. I got a project coming, which Think About You is on. It's called Art, Sex, and Romance. That is the new project. And I have a bunch of music, though. I finished a lot of music. Like, I've been really, really, ever since January, I've just been in the studio and I poured out a lot of music.
All right. Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and take this time? Go ahead with any shout outs you may have or just anything else that you want to share with some soon to be fans and your current fans that maybe we didn't cover.
All right. So, yeah, let's give a shout out to my buddy, my homie, Remy Jacuzzi. That's he's also like an artist. He's a engineer. So if you guys want mixing and mastering, you know, you guys could hit him up. If you just want mixing, you guys could hit me up, you know. So and also shout out to all the people that took part in the album, like, you know, the Grill Studios that's in the East Bay in this city called Oakland, California, you know. But yeah, a lot of people, my features on my album, everybody, the engineers that put the work in. Oh, and also, I really been working on mixing, so that's why I've been really pushing that, because I mixed the project myself. I mixed the Think About You myself and everything. So it was pretty intense work because I was doing so much.
Dope.
So yeah, it was pretty much. But I my boy Remy, he was really guiding me through the whole process, so I learned a lot.
That's good. It's just more knowledge under your belt. That's what's up. Absolutely. Well,
yeah, so
I know
in
I like
a way,
the single.
Kind of mentor.
Good. Well, I know I like the single. I'm feeling it, so I like it. So, I think my opinion matters somewhere down the line. I think I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the beat was produced by me. You know, I have some dude on there playing piano named Mr. Beat. You know, there's some legal issues that, you know, I can't really mention the artist's name that's on the hook, but you know, that's on some
that's okay.
Some different story, but
that's all another, right. All right. Well, did you get everything out you wanted to get out?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I did.
Well, all right. Well, that's what counts. That's what matters the most. All right. Well, thank you for the interview. And before you leave out, please go ahead and take us on into Think About You and keep on grinding.
All right. This is the single, the track from Art, Sex, and Romance called Think About You. You know, it's one of the deepest stories to me. It's really special to me. So I want y'all to check it out and let me know what you think. And that's Think About You.
Create the poetry, emotion. Are you feeling notion that I'm really kicking and I'm wanting something that got me smitten? And I know what I want when I want it. A story about us, girl, indeed, I'm on it. Kissing your lips, girl, is oh so good.
gorgeous. So baby girl, I'm never losing focus. There's much more than my eyes on you. Spending all this time trying to bond with you. And finding the souls as we reach in the beans. Not talking about sleep when I say deeper meaning. But I don't mean to make you think so much. But this is much more than lust and fuck. It's rolling with us, so it's cool with us. So all I ask for is all the trust. I need it all before we get involved. I ain't lost the most, so the problem's solved. I just can't get you off my brain. Something about you really make me want to sing. But I won't, girl, I'm just gonna talk. And I'm gonna let this love flow exactly from the heart. And the way I feel about you probably shows. Don't shut me down, coming through this door like channel, girl, ain't no game on. Stuck in a friend zone, trying to get out. I'm so trapped, girl, so let me out. Just about the hardest thing I could do. But I don't want nobody but you. I know what I want when I'm on it. A story about us, indeed, I'm on it. Cause you're important up in my novel. I already know you on a deeper level. And that's how I'm feeling when I'm on a deep end. And I'm not drowning even though I can't swim. Yes, I knew you for a very long time. Any thoughts really crossed my mind. Ain't no fairy tales been told at all. And I'm trustworthy. In case you do fall, need it all before we get involved. I ain't lost the most, so the problem's solved. I just can't get you off my brain. Something about you really make me want to sing. But I won't, girl, I'm just gonna talk. And I'm gonna let this love flow exactly from the heart. And the way I feel about you probably shows. Don't shut me down, coming through this door like
natural. Baby got the key, then that's for sure. Only let this thing happen natural.